Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? I was the unlikely person to be on. This is JNYC, filling in for whoever was supposed to take over. I believe Weldon Show is not going to be playing today. So if you want to call in, 602-753-1949 is what they say is the best call-in number. Or call in the regular number, which is 515-605-9783. Press 1 to speak. It's going to be a open conversation into, I guess, Weldon shows up or somebody else takes over. So feel free to call in and speak. In the meantime, I will not be speaking much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play something in here to start off the show, all right? So sit back, relax, call in. It's Monday Mayhem. We just switched it up. It's not Sports with Weldon today. Monday Mayhem, all right? So hold on. Let me get you. Let me bring it back. I see Tyrone got a nice little old playlist over here. So let's get this going right here. Start it off.
Chaka 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 Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, cause I feel for you, Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do, do you feel for me the way I feel for you, Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do, I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too, and let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka, cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka, I make it more than just a physical dream, I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it. wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me see you rockin'. Chaka Khan, let me make you feel for you. Feel for you.
I've met many people over the years, and in my opinion, I have found that people are the same everywhere. They have the same fears, shed similar tears, dying so many years. The oppressed seem to have suffered the most in every continent, coast to coast. Now our lives are in the hands of the pusher man. We break it all down in hopes that you might understand how to protect yourself. Don't make no profit for the man. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. You're something kind of fun. Money. He's sure as he can be. In such a way you'll never see. It's a terrible thing inside. When your natural high has died, the weaker turn to dope. You got your own. So glad that I can see my life.
All right now. Yeah, you was hearing some of the sounds over here with Curtis Mayfield, Chaka Khan. You know, I'm not no MC DJ here. But, you know, today's a free fall in a sense of, you know, you can speak your mind. I think everything but Marcus Garvey should be spoken tonight. I think we even got just 30 minutes left, 34 minutes left here before it goes into the overtime. But, you know, it's pretty much open for anybody to come in and speak their mind. There's going to be a great debate, I believe. The great debate is returning to TRS, and it's going to be happening this Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I believe ABC will be on vacation, so he won't be here. We're going to be having a great debate, TRS debate, here on Saturday. It's going to be very interesting. We got Equanif versus Taz. And, yeah, we're looking forward to that. You know, who got the best information, you know, on Marcus Garvey. And it's going to be real interesting. But in the meantime, right now, like I said, I'm not going to be speaking much. So it's open for y'all to come in and speak, give your opinion on things. If you got something to say with all the things that's going on in the world here, particularly in the United States, it's your time. So, again, I'm going to give y'all the number. If you want to call in, 515-605-9783 is the number. And you can press 1, and let's get it going. Well, if not, you're going to be hearing a lot of dead air until the conference call opens up. So feel free. All right. So I'm not going to be playing instrumentals all night. Yeah, I just been checking the news in the past, day or two. And it's real weird. I know that John McCain was considered a hero, you know, that dedicated his time to military and public office. But it's weird how they've covered him all day and all night. And you had that video game shooting where I believe three people, including the gunman, are dead. It was a young brother and a white guy that died or got shot and killed. And then a white guy, young guy, that was a video gamer. And I haven't seen how they emphasize that. Now, I mean, two lives I would think is you know, of death is more than one, right? And it's probably something to take attention to. But I've seen that they just kind of brushed it off and just let that go. And, you know, again, focusing on John McCain and what he has done in this country, which, again, I know that the man did some work. You know, I really didn't care too much of him in politics. But I do respect that he put his life on the line in the military and things like that. So I acknowledge that, you know. But at the same time, you got all these things happening around this country. You're going to tell me that the mainstream media that has been there, and I know they're mainstream, and I know everybody got their issues with the mainstream, but they're supposed to be covering national and international news, right? Because these are bigger networks than the local news. And I've noticed that they kind of lacked on that. You know, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of things that happened between the day that John McCain died, which was yesterday, or the day before, till today. Nobody got killed in the United States. Nobody got hurt. No injustices happened. You know, like nothing happened but John McCain. So I acknowledge that this news, you know, cycle and how they work it is definitely biased, full of shit. You can include CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and every other channel that pulls out, you know, international, national news, where I've seen that even the European channels focus more on what happened here with that shooting at the, you know, the gamers event. So it goes to show you again, and I know they're listening to different people. You know, this is a message to you guys. Maybe you need to take a piece of the old playbook and, you know, get back to news. You know, another thing, I know we speak about Donald Trump and his issues, and I'm probably one of them that is always going at Sarge with it. But news, that's what it's news for. It's either that or we're going to just call it Trump TV. You know, y'all have given them enough light. Let's focus on the important things that he might be doing, but we don't got to spend 15 hours on him with one subject matter. Yes, we talk here for hours sometimes about him, but about different things going on, and we're right to the point. We're not CNN, we're not MSNBC, we're not Fox News, so I think that it's definitely much more flexible here compared to the mainstream. They got all these resources, but yet are focusing it on one thing, one person. And if you're going to focus on that, at least start talking about the more important things that are happening that we're not hearing about. So we keep repeating what everybody else is saying or whatever news cycle gets. You know, one news puts something out and then everybody runs with it. Let's get deeper if we're going to get deep. I mean, if not, we're just going to be running in circles and this is going to become a TMZ news type shit. That's my opinion. I'm going to leave it at that. Like I said, there's a lot going on in the world. Specifically in this country, we know We want to focus on what's happening nationally in the United States. I think that's important. So bring it on. That's what I'm saying. So, again, y'all want to speak, 515-605-9783. I'm not a good host. I'm not here to, you know, hype up anything because that's not my job here. I'm just, you know, want to keep it going. Since Weldon was not able to make it today, I'm filling in. So, again, press one. I'm going to open up the lines. And, you know, I'm not a muting person. If anything, I'll probably be the last person you see mute or hear a mute in anybody when things get heated, as long as everybody's respectful to each other. So I'll leave it at that. Again, press one, and we keep it going. If not, I'll just keep it silent for about 18 minutes until we go into the overtime.
Good evening, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to tell you thank you. That's really nice of you to take over and host the show tonight. It's really sweet. Thank you.
Well, I'm just trying to keep the lights on because I enjoy the show myself. So, you know, that's why I said I leave it open. I see Weldon and make it. And it's pretty much open for people to speak, you know. This, you know, Tyrone put time and money in this platform. Let's keep it going. You know, the fuel and the fire keeps burning. So, again, y'all press one because I'm not going to be saying much.
I'm just going to sit back. I'm in a lot of pain right now. So
this is. Oh, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I put myself on mute.
Yeah, and all these yelling people, you know, like the Sarges and all these, the debate masters, this is your time, man. You ain't going to have no bias
on,
here.
Charles.
This is the time to be yelling and screaming.
You
know, I see the board is getting lit up, but y'all got to press one in order to speak. So, again,
yeah,
this is not the Weldon Show. Yeah, this is not the Weldon Show. We're not speaking any sports. We got the day off, even though there's a great show, you know, for those that like the sports, you know, and just some diversity in there, because I think that we definitely need that. But today is not that. Today is Monday Mayhem, right? So we just flipped it around, and now is your time to speak, where the host will sit back. The only reason I'm speaking now is because nobody's saying nothing. So as soon as you guys start pressing one, I'll sit back, and y'all can rock until, you know, the show ends. That's all. So,
and
again,
just to say, Trump did have to kiss McCain's butt in the end. Okay.
Oh yeah. That was some crazy shit. They had to fucking pressure this dumb motherfucker. So there you go. Your president, Sarge, your president had to bow down to John McCain. Isn't that lovely? And one thing, now that we're talking on the John McCain thing, I really don't like his daughter got a real nasty attitude. I've seen her when she was working on Fox News. I've seen her when she's been on The View, and she got a really stank attitude. So I'll leave it at that. Yeah, you're on. It's open.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening, Jay?
All right.
Big OC, man.
No sports talk with Weldon today.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Weldon, man, when I called in and shit. It's all good, though.
Yeah, no stats today, man.
It's all good. Hey, quick question. Wasn't it John McCain that was blocking Martin Luther King Day?
You know what? That's a good question. I can't say, but I really didn't have much, you know, in regards to him in politics, period. But that's a good question. I have to research that. Now, 904, y'all open. Your phone line is open.
Back in the day, he voted against it, and then he changed his mind.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, he originally voted against that shit.
I really didn't care. You know, again, you know, I know that he did put his time in the military and, you know, respect for what he did on that note, but I really, something about him and the way he moved around and just his, you know, just way. So I just didn't really, you know.
Man, when they talk about him in his young military days, they say John McCain was fucking hoes, breaking all the rules and shit.
There you
in
go.
His younger days. So who knows, man?
Yeah, I mean, I know more, you know, in regards to when he was working in politics. That was a real stupid move that he did when he tried to get Sarah Palin, another dumb fucking chick. I don't know. I imagine them being president, vice president. That would have been real crazy.
Everybody must think it's sports.
Somebody's open. Yeah. They resting right now. But somebody, I just opened up their line, 904. So y'all can, you can speak.
Hello, this is 904. This is 904.
Yeah, 904.
904. This is 904 over here.
All right. Yeah, are you on the CB? Are you on a CB?
No CB, no.
Okay, so what, you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the whole Russia thing.
Okay, what do you want to speak about? Go ahead.
Yeah, back in the day when I was at the U of M, we used to do a research class in the history of Russia, and we undercovered this project called Project Moscow. And I guess back in the 80s, they would send Russia representatives to St. Louis, Missouri. It was really top secret. It was under Navy exercise, if you can believe that. I mean, there's no water in St. Louis, but that was the disguise they used. And they were actually, the FBI and the KGB were actually having undercover summits that we didn't even know about till the late 90s. And they actually knew. The whole Cold War ending was, I guess, planned as far back as the 1970s. It was all orchestrated. Reagan was the governor of California at the time, and he had some business owner friends that you know, he paid a few dollars to you know, try to work on ending the Cold War. Like Mr. Carter, the head of one of the pharmaceuticals, he exchanged monies with one of the oligarchs at the time, so. They said, you know what, when you got to run for president, you know what, we're going to have this unfold then. So it was all planned out. The Cold War ending didn't happen in the 80s. It happened many years before. It was all pre-planned. It was a manufactured solution. It wasn't hammered out just by heroic leadership. It was all planned out in exchange for funds and other stuff.
Well, don't you think that happens a lot with different governments? Okay.
Hey, Jay, did you see the Black Klansman yet?
Nah, I didn't catch it yet. Saw it?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
How was it? Talk about it.
Man, you know, the black character in there wasn't, like, really a hit black character, you know what I'm saying? He was more like a nerdy nigga. Then, you know, they were heavy on the, you know, who was the dude in there? they were trying to put Stokely Carmichael. You know, they had somebody playing his character in there. And, you know, it was, I don't know, man. All I can remember is they said nigga about a million times. A lot of niggas in there, man. That's what I'll tell you.
So it didn't cut. He didn't cut the main actor. Didn't cut the part.
I mean, for some odd reason, you got to kind of look at that shit as a, it's kind of like a comedy at the end of the day, to me.
Right, right.
You know, the shit was more comedic than it was trying to tell a story. But, you know, he was trying to, you know, give you a lot of the points. But it's like so much in your face at one time that it just became funny, man. It was just funny to me. But I don't know.
I wonder if he funded that shit himself. Did he get
Spike?
A big production on that shit?
It don't seem like it was, man. It seemed like that shit was, you know, like he didn't spend too much bread. It was like, you know, he used some of today's footage, some of the things that were happening, like with the march in Charleston and shit. That shit about Trump was in there, you know what I'm saying? David Duke, shit like that.
What, it led up to that, or they just threw it in the mix?
Yeah, it led up to that, you know, like trying to give them a little message at the end. But we'll see. I ain't seen no conversations. Like when Black Panther came out, he had niggas talking about that shit all day, all night. Black Klansman, he ain't getting no, he ain't really getting too much play.
Did he go, like, on a heavy promo run, like the way they usually do, like, for 2-3 months and, you know, push?
Man, it seemed like I was seeing those fucking, that trailer for a couple months, but then again, the trailer made it seem like a comedy. You
know, right, right, right.
So it's hard to, you know, I think people have mixed, you know, where I went to go see it, it was mostly white folks in the theater, man, and they was in there laughing and shit, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You think they're going to make money out of the film because of curiosity for those that went to check it, whether they was, you know, they enjoyed it or disappointed? Or
yeah, yeah. I think it's the name alone. Yeah, I think the name alone going to make them go see it. Name alone. But, you know, I guess, man. I guess. But,
well,
I think it's
a different
back.
Type of film, right? So, I don't know, maybe because of that, you know, but you said, like, the way he put it out was, like, more of a comedy, so I'm not, you know, I'm surprised that they...
I mean, maybe that was not his intention. Maybe that was not Spike's intention.
Right, right.
But he got to understand that, you know, if you got a nigga trying to talk white on the phone all the time, then that's going to be comedic all the way around.
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely would like to check it out.
Yeah,
see what that is about.
He was like the first black cop, you know what I'm saying? The first black cop in, you know, in this town in Colorado and shit.
And it's based on a true story, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because I seen, I think he did an interview with Don Lemon. I caught a little glimpse of it.
Yeah. I think he did an interview with the dude, the actual dude.
The actor.
Nah, the actual dude.
Oh, the person that was actually the one that went there was
Ron
Stallworth.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ron Stallworth.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. Yeah, I guess we'll see how it goes, especially the way it's running now. But like you said, it, you know, if you didn't see the impact in regards to the way they did, you know, the Black Panther movie. You know, I guess the angle and the money investment probably wasn't even there in regards to get it to the level of a Black Panther, but then how you know market it too. So.
Right. Right, that's how I'm looking at it, man. Maybe they could have. But, you know, Spike Lee, he only spending so much money. And he don't get that big budget money. You know, he got to get investors and shit.
Yeah, it wasn't like when he would film his movies back then too. He was getting a lot of self funding, right? Well, not self funded. Self funded in the way that he was, you know, getting loans and things like that even back then.
Right.
But it's not the same thing. I think that now is, you know, probably they're not investing as much in some of these films, all depending on what, you know, the subject matter is, and you know if they find it where it's going to be profitable, I guess, from their vision. Those that invest, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't seen. I've been looking for it. I don't remember the last black film, the last black movie that's come out. What was it called? Girls Trip? You know.
I mean, I've seen a lot of movies that they put out. Shit, I mean, in the past, you know, couple of years, a lot of movies that they put out is just a waste of money. But I don't know, I guess they get some of these people to go and see it. And, you know, when it comes out on the internet, you know, they streaming it. But they made a bunch of shitty films. I mean, in general, I'm saying, you know, you see some of the movies that people are putting out that hit the mainstream is, you know, I guess a lot of time period movies, and they ain't shit like something I would see. Oh, shit. Yeah, well, look, y'all got 90 seconds to call in. We already going into the overtime. The number 515-605-9783 if you want to listen or you want to speak. You can press 1. I see the boards is there. There's people. Yeah, I press 1 because I ain't going to speak much.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm waiting on my food to get here. You know, I'm talking to y'all while I'm smoking this blunt.
Uber Eats and shit.
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't let them motherfuckers I call direct to a company, man. I don't trust that Uber shit. There'll be motherfuckers in regular cars and shit. I don't know if you had your dog sitting on your seat earlier. I don't like that shit.
Oh, damn.
People don't think, man. You got random motherfuckers being house shoes delivering you your food and shit. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, they're going to be regulating that, I'm pretty sure, soon, the way they're regulating Uber, right, in general. Because in the beginning, they let everybody, you know, that has a license. And, you know, they wasn't even looking at people's backgrounds and shit. Now they doing all this other stuff, you know, and they're licensing and giving permissions where they can, you know, drive if they have them services and shit like that. So I'm pretty sure they're going to regulate that Uber Eats. I don't know how, but
at some point,
it sounds like they
were. Yeah, but you know, the millennials don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't give a damn how their food delivered to them.
I mean, I've seen people in the city, you know, eat crazy, so shit.
Right.
Eat a motherfucking pizza off the floor and shit.
Right.
I guess that shit ain't nothing, you know, for some.
That ain't nothing for some, fool. Sure. Yeah, I'm about to put myself on mute, man. I'll be back shortly. Playing our music.
Interesting. So, Renato, what does it tell you that Mueller's concerns were great enough that, I don't know, that the talk stalled?
Well, first of all, don't forget Mueller has most of the cards here, if not all of them. I think both of my colleagues here have already made that point pretty clear. What I think happened was that Manafort was trying to get something out of this deal other than just the typical thing you get out of pleading guilty, which is you avoid trial, you save yourself some money, and so forth. You know, if I was on Manafort's team, what I would be trying to do is try to get Mueller to concede and have all of the charges, the sentencing for all of the charges in both cases handled by Judge Ellis in Virginia. That would clearly be in Manafort's interest. Judge Ellis seemed to have a little bit of sympathy for Manafort. I don't think the judge in D.C., who's had her orders defied by Manafort, is nearly as good, have as good a feeling towards him. But I don't think Mueller is going to give him any concession. I don't think Mueller is going to do anything out of the ordinary for Manafort at this point, a guy who has, you know, dragged this all the way to now a second trial, on the brink of a second trial, wasted a lot of resources, and attacked the special counsel's office, and during the last trial was trying to tamper with the jury.
Yeah. Well, the president saw Rudy Giuliani telling Dana Bash tonight that Trump's lawyers still haven't heard back from Mueller's office on their proposal for Mueller's team to interview Trump. Giuliani says the special counsel's office told him they are, this is a quote, still studying his latest letter to them. It has been nearly 3 weeks since they sent that letter. What's going on with this delay?
Well, the delay of the crickets and the sound he's probably only hearing here is probably accurate because, of course, remember, the idea of having these conversations with Robert Mueller and his team is contingent on there being good faith negotiations. It seems that over the course of the past 3 weeks, if we look back, Rudy Giuliani and his team, including Jay Sekulow through his radio show and podcasting, has been trying to suggest that they do this in the court of public opinion, not in private conversations and negotiations with Mueller and his team. He's laid out deadlines. He's talked about the types of questions that he would demand. He has made allegations and statements about whether or not he, in fact, will comply even if those demands are met. It seems to me we're at a point in time when it seems a game of chicken that Mueller's team has decided not to play any longer, and they have a couple options here. Either one, they can go ahead and issue a subpoena and do away with the rigmarole of these bad faith negotiations, or they could write that report, hand it off to Rod Rosenstein, even without the president's opportunity to speak about what happened in his campaign, or they could continue to play this game with Rudy Giuliani and hope that Giuliani doesn't remember or doesn't try to advocate for it to end before the midterm elections. All of them are possibilities, but at the end of the day, again, it is Mueller who holds the cards, and it's Giuliani who has led people to believe that he ever had any leverage.
I haven't heard rigmarole in so long. Thank you for that.
I'm an old soul.
My grandmother used to say that all the time. Rigmarole. I forgot about that word.
I don't know how to spell rigmarole, but I say it frequently.
Back into the lexicon. I appreciate it. Arriba, Giuliani, you know, told Dana that he thinks Mueller's team might be planning something. Do you think Giuliani is right?
Well, I don't think we can believe anything that Rudy Giuliani says. We know he has become more of a spin doctor than a lawyer, and that he is purposely spinning information, oftentimes giving misinformation, and downright just, you know, inaccurate information, trying to appeal to Trump's base, trying to continue to, you know, assert this narrative that there is, you know, this witch hunt, this hoax, undermining the legitimacy of the special counsel's investigation. So I don't place a lot of credence in anything that he says, although I should note that Roger Stone, a trusted Trump advisor, has made some prediction that the special counsel is about to indict Donald Trump Jr. for lying to the FBI. So there are all kinds of theories out there. One thing we know about the special counsel, he has been above reproach. He has been incredibly professional. And rather than, you know, leaking information and showing his hands, he's just gone about the business of indicting people that have been engaged in criminal activity. So to the extent, you know, there are some other folks out there that have been engaged in criminal activity, they probably have reason to be worried tonight.
Interesting. Well, so let's talk about this. This false deadline, Renato, because Giuliani has said Trump is open to talking to Mueller under limited conditions, but now he says Trump won't sit down for an interview after September 1st because that could interfere with the midterm elections. That's a false deadline, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. And, you know, look, as you pointed out earlier, there's no actual deadline that Mueller has. Really, what I view this as is a veiled threat by Rudy Giuliani. Look, if Rudy Giuliani was a private lawyer or still at his old law firm, no one would be talking about this. No one would care that Rudy Giuliani is making up some random deadline for Bob Mueller. The reason that we're talking about this is because it's essentially a veiled threat by a spokesperson for the President of the United States suggesting that he's going to try to shut down the Mueller investigation or do something to undermine the Mueller investigation if it doesn't wrap things up on his timetable. And the reality is the president is under investigation. And when you are under federal investigation, you don't get to tell the prosecutors and the FBI agents to stop investigating you if you feel like they're taking too long. I will tell you, when I investigated crime, most of the people I investigated thought my investigations took too long. They'd love for me to wrap them up early so I didn't get the evidence and didn't get the charges together. But I don't expect Bob Mueller to do that willingly.
Well, Laura, meanwhile, the Southern District of New York has offered an immunity deal to the Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, and their investigation into Michael Cohen. This investigation, it may be an even bigger threat. I think Ariva thinks that to President Trump because this one cannot be shut down. I want to ask you and then Ariva quickly. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. Of course, the idea that this being one that you can't shut down. Remember, the reasons the president is talking about the Mueller probe as being a witch hunt, that he's going beyond his mandate, although that's not true, to look into or even farm out the case of Michael Cohen. And, of course, the Southern District of New York U.S. attorney already recused himself from that prosecution because it was the president himself who interviewed him for that role. Now it's been handed over to a second person in the U.S. attorney's office who is a career, I believe, attorney. And now you have the SDNY can actually prosecute any crimes that comes across. And so if you have the CFO of the Trump Organization, the only non-family member who is in this very high position of authority, being in a position to actually have immunity, it means, one, he had valuable information. Two, he could actually corroborate somebody's testimony who may have had credibility issues, see Michael Cohen in that. And number three, in some way, I had something to prosecute you about. I can't just offer immunity for no reason. So it is a very posed threat that's waiting on the President of the United States.
Yeah, you are.
It probably can't be turned into any ammunition for what a witch hunt would look like.
A bigger threat to the president. Why do you say that, Ariva?
Yeah. I made it pretty clear, Don, you can't get rid of the entire Southern District of New York. And it's not just the Southern District that is investigating now the Trump and Trump team. You have the State Attorney General of New York. You have the Manhattan District Attorney. So you have these three bodies investigating Donald Trump. You can't just fire everyone as if he, you know, he's suggesting that after the midterms he may get rid of Jeff Sessions. He may get rid of Rod Rosenstein. We've seen the numerous tweets where he's attacked his Justice Department. But this goes further than anything that I think Trump was anticipating. So while he's been on this you know, media campaign to undermine the special counsel, well, guess what? Here are some other investigatory and law enforcement agencies investigating him, not only him, but members of his inner circle and his entire, you know, family, the three children his children in addition to him. So I think this poses a much bigger threat to Donald Trump than even what's going on with respect to the special counsel's investigation.
Thank you all. By the way, rigmaroles is spelled exactly the way it sounds, RIGAMAROLE. Confused or meaningless talk, a complex and sometimes ritualistic procedure. You win the vocabulary prize. Tonight.
No, it's Areva Martin and her earrings for the win.
Well, I can say it's a ladies' night. I'm sorry, Renato.
I love it. Sorry, Renato.
Nice purple tie. It is purple, right?
Oh, Don.
I'm getting out of
class. Jump on the man's side.
It depends on the monitor here. Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate
it. Thank
you. We'll be right back.
Thanks,
Don. More drama. Yeah, 860, your line is open.
Yeah. Where's Weldon?
Weldon's off. He took the night off.
It says sports talk. What's up?
Yeah, I mean they ain't changed the title of the of the show, but is Weldon is off today.
All right. So what? In stores tonight, Jay, what you got, man?
Well, I didn't have nothing. I just opened it up, so we keep it going. I just spoke earlier on how, they focus all the news cycle on John McCain. I know that he was, considered a hero here to a lot of people in the United States and around the world.
Okay.
But also at the same time, you had that shooting with the video game. Competition, and they really spoke about it, they here and there, but usually how they cover these mass shootings, or they didn't really pay much attention to it as they usually do. That's all.
Yeah. Well, how white people are, especially them white males, when they play go hardcore gamers. And one time we had a hardcore gamer keep calling our show on TRS, man, that white boy. I bet you right now he's premeditating, saying, if you niggas were close to me and I was playing a game and I lost, I would kill every one of you. That what he'd be meditating on.
Yeah, they said that the guy was a champion 2 years ago, somebody said, and, he was well known in the gaming world.
Really? Interesting. Yeah, man. They're going to kill that. Yo. We got to watch our children, man. They better stay away from these crackers, man. When they're near the video game, man, they act like you beat them hard. They're going to say, damn it, I lost. I'm going to kill you and everybody. Go back, get that gun, and start shooting everybody. When I play video games around them motherfuckers. The motherfuckers are like loose cannons. Waiting to explode. Fuck around, kill everybody. Because you lost in Grand Theft Auto. A loss on matter.
So, you see things like this happening again?
To be honest with you, Jay, this is not the first time something like this busts out. Remember when the school shootings? A lot of them kids are playing video games and they're trying to count their scores by killing real people in life. You know what? Like, Call of Duty. Rainbow Six, There's nothing new to these fuckers. They shoot to kill, and they shoot for fun.
So you saying the video game is turning them into killers, or triggering the killer in
them?
No,
man, they've been killers, Jay. Come on, man, they've been killers. No video game has to like give them the authority to score and to go mass shootings. You understand me? It's when they need to be the itching trigger fingers. They're gonna put it to work. And mind you, they now put in a new DSM book about video games. It is a mental disorder now. And I think it was last year or the year before that. They now label. Remember that article that came out on Facebook about video games?
Right.
Yeah, they've been labeled as a mental disorder. So one thing they do now, they say, okay. Since, we're trying to find some excuse why these motherfuckers kill people, we're just going to use everything out there and say this is the reason why they go out and kill people.
It's because they're playing video games, so they mentally ill, they need it. You know, isn't it ironic that when they kill people, they have to sit here and try to justify their fuckery? But when a black person do it, they say, no, you know what the fuck you do. You're we're going to lock you up. I mean, come on, man. Really now?
I mean, I see that they didn't really focus much time on this. I mean, like, again, what they do with other mass shootings. Three people, you know, two people got killed, one black, one white. You know, this was in a place where I'm pretty sure there was predominantly white kids in there. You know, I know that there's other nationalities, but it's mixed up.
I bet you there was a lot of black folks in there, man. Black folks be playing Madden too now. Come on.
Okay.
Black folks are heavy on the video.
The gamers thing. When you see these gamer events, right, when they show them, they show, you know, that they have a lot of white kids in there.
Crazy, man. There's something that shot three times. Can I get one honest answer, please? Why is the niggas coming around here? But anything else besides that, the shooting? When is the AO? When is Donald Trump going to be impeached, man? That's what everybody wants to know.
That's a process, man. I think they doing this shit strategically. You know, Republicans are doing what they're doing, but this shit is strategic. I think that, see, I mean, what you just heard earlier, let the former prosecutors that were speaking. You know, they said that they want them to rush the case, and this is a time-consuming thing. They're building a case, or they building the case up, which is already there. So they're just trying to get as much evidence possible or, you know, accurate information where they're able to get something accomplished, not look like a fool at the end. So it's not going to be a rush thing, even though I know, you know, people feel like they're getting tortured by every day that he's in office. But I think there's a process, and, you know, they're going to make sure they do it right and, you know, possibly, who knows, they might let him serve out the term, and, you know, unless he does something major, extreme in their eyes, and then they're gonna get him after. But they're talking about his son. Well, is it gonna possibly be indicted? So that's big right there.
Okay. Hey, have you noticed Jay lately on the news feed, like on Facebook? Have you noticed a lot of black people were bigging up John McClain? What is his name? John McClain? Saying rest in peace and all this stuff. You ever notice that?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well,
I know that on the news they were showing him all day and all night and the day before on the same thing.
Okay.
They're talking about him now.
Shit, but when black people talk about him, shit.
I mean, you go back to what Big O.C. just said about him not wanting to, he was fighting for to not have a Martin Luther King, you know, Martin Luther King Day holiday, you know. So, I mean, I know Arizona got its issues, you know. There's heavy racism out there as well, as you know, even though there's on the West Coast, but there's definitely racism out there. Southern West, if you want to say. I mean, isn't where Sheriff Arpaio is from there, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's from Arizona. That's where he had the jail. So that's a representative of Arizona.
Okay.
Arizona is a desert. Hot as fuck.
And I think that's where they shot that female politician, too.
Mm.
Lisa. Yeah, Giffords. Gabby Giffords.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Arizona got a lot of... I mean, I personally, again, I'm not too much about McCain, but I've seen his daughter, you know, speak on several, you know, shows or the two shows that she was commonly on, and she's just real annoying and has this attitude that's just, you know, like, I don't know, sense of entitlement, you know, that she is supposed to be, you know, respected on everything, and, you know, she's a tough girl. But when Whoopi has brought her, you know, a lot of people don't like what Whoopi said. I like Whoopi. And she gives it to you like it is. So she's had to put her in her place many times. I've seen clips where she had to, you know, educate her because as much as she thinks she knows it all, you know, it had to be corrected on a lot of different points that she makes. She don't understand fully.
Yeah, I don't like Meghan McCain either, man. She got one of them snobby ass attitudes and shit.
Right, right. I mean, you've seen her, the way she functions is always with this, you know, wanna be tough type attitude, and that she's, you know.
Yeah, I was talking about the NRA. The NRA and all this and that. I was like, bitch. Guns ain't that fucking serious, hoe. I hate when people be talking about guns and shit. Oh, I'm from Arizona. We love our guns. Fuck them guns, man. That shit ain't that serious.
Shit, I don't even think they really need guns, if, at least for them, because they have security, you know. Her dad was, you know, a person, a senator. You know, somebody in office that was actually, you know, that had a position. So, you know, he would get either police escort or security. So I don't know what, you know, what her fight is. I'm pretty sure she never had to bust her gun at all.
Exactly.
You know, she's been in the woods and shit, hunting or some shit. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
That's what white folks with money do. That's what white folks with money do. They go hunting.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing. Everybody thought it was Weldon's show, so they took a nap right now.
Yeah, yeah. Who was that waking up out their slumber?
You sound see? Like a little, there you go.
Like a little baby bear. Sound like a baby bear.
Yeah.
Coming out at dawn and shit.
Lorraine is getting up on the Weldon show.
Oh,
man,
I don't
know if she's oh, man, what's going on? Hey, what's happening here, Jay? Saber tooth over there?
I think our line dropped. You there? Yeah, I think our line dropped. Yeah. Shit. I don't know. I think we should just get this shit on the motherfucking conference call. What y'all think?
Yeah, you might as well open that up.
Yeah, so those that are listening, it's 712-770-4160. Participant code 915-411. We're going to go over in 2 minutes. That's 11:30 on the East Coast. Again, 712-770-4160. Participant code 915-411-pound to get on. And, yeah, we're going to continue this conversation in about 2 minutes. I'm on a conference so people can get out what they want. I don't know. It's kind of dead air because of welding. Did it show up? Welding, everybody was waiting for you, man. It was ready to talk sports, man. I think they fell asleep waiting, so we're going to switch it over. All right, now.